I've sent the following wire to President Truman. My heartiest congratulations to you on your election.
I'm aware of my blackness, but I don't go around and look and see whether I'm different than someone else.
Fail a lot quickly, and then eventually you'll succeed.
I worry that the person who thought up Muzak may be thinking up something else.
When the Detroit Lions host the Vikings tomorrow, they're continuing a Michigan tradition that goes back further than many of us can remember. Exactly how and when did this Thanksgiving Day football tradition get started? Joining us now is our partner at the Michigan History Center, State Archivist Mark Harvey. Welcome back, Mark.
It is good to be back.
So a lot of people know the Detroit Lions started playing on Thanksgiving sometime back in the 1930s, but Michigan's football and turkey tradition actually goes back even further?
It does. The University of Michigan made it a tradition back in the 19th century, starting around 1885. They were playing Thanksgiving Day games against the University of Chicago Maroons, and they made it so consistent that those games have been credited as the beginning of Thanksgiving Day football. I mean, the truth is there were lots of other places doing it, but not as consistently as Chicago and the University of Michigan.
And you stop and you think, my goodness, that was just 20 years after the end of the Civil War.
Yeah, it's sort of amazing and remarkable. I think another interesting tidbit from that series of games is that in a game in Chicago in 1898, a music major, Louis Elbel, was on hand to witness Michigan's 12-11 victory. Sounds like more like a baseball score than a football score.
It does.
But yeah, that game inspired him, his train ride back from Chicago, begin composing the song The Victors.
Uh-huh.
And so that, you know, that Thanksgiving Day tradition helped inspire the fight song for the University of Michigan. People always wonder, I think, myself, I wondered what the champions of the West really was all about. And that's the reference to them having won the Western Conference championship for the first time in the school's history. So he was extra excited that year.
So now anybody who's at the big house on any given Saturday and hears that knows where that started, Thanksgiving Day, when they became the champions of the West.
Right.
So fast forward us to the 1930s. How did this fairly brand new team calling itself the Detroit Lions begin its Thanksgiving tradition?
Well, there was a new owner named George A. Richards who had brought the Lions from Portsmouth, Ohio, brought them up to Detroit, and they were actually quite good. In 1934, they were undefeated before the Thanksgiving Day game that materialized, but the attendance was really lagging. And Richards, the innovator, saw having a Thanksgiving Day game as a way to isolate the attention of the fans. Now, again, it wasn't the very first time a professional team played on the day, but what Richards did that was different was he took it nationwide. He convinced NBC to broadcast the game nationwide, thus instilling that tradition across the country, not just in specific locations. And Detroit met the undefeated and defending champion Chicago Bears that first year in 1934 and lost 19-16, but a tradition was born.
Then it continued, but then the Lions took a six-year break from 1939 through 1944. And we know that years 42, 43, 44, well, that was because of World War II. But 1939, 1940, and 41, that was about the national controversy at the time, some disparagingly called Franksgiving. What was going on then?
Yeah, Franksgiving. And I must admit, I was not aware of Franksgiving before we looked at this story a little deeper. Briefly, Thanksgiving was celebrated on the last Thursday of November since around 1863, per the instructions of President Abraham Lincoln. And on the heels of the Depression in 1939, President Roosevelt actually had pressure from the retailers to extend the holiday shopping season. So even then, people were trying to extend the holiday shopping season. It's not just now.
Good point.
Yeah. Surprisingly, he gave into this pressure and went ahead and declared that they were going to move the Thanksgiving holiday to the third Thursday. Well, it didn't really sit well, and it wasn't a national holiday at this point, so it could not be enforced nationwide. So while that was the direction, each state was left to decide their own holiday, and not surprisingly, it split along political lines. Yeah, around 22 states went with Roosevelt's plan, 23 stuck with the old date, and then the rest celebrated both.
Oh, two go-rounds.
Yeah, right. They really like turkey. What it did was it wreaked havoc with scheduling. So for those 2 years that this was observed, there was not an official Thanksgiving Day game. In fact, the only teams that played were teams from Pittsburgh and Philadelphia because they observed the same holiday, obviously, in the same state. So those two teams played in 39 and 40. And then in 41, with the looming World War, even though Pearl Harbor hadn't happened yet, they had decided to shorten the season in 41. So that's why we don't have a game in 1941. In 1941 is when we actually decided that Thanksgiving wasn't the best idea, and it was declared a national holiday, which is now the fourth Thursday of the month.
Okay. We get through World War II, wrap that up by August of 1945, and that's when the Lions were back to hosting a game every Thanksgiving since. But eventually another team jumped on that Thanksgiving bandwagon, right?
They did. The Dallas Cowboys began hosting the second game in 1966. And interestingly, the state of Texas had only resolved recognizing the fourth Thursday federal holiday 5 years prior to that.
And is it true the NFL was considering taking the Thanksgiving Day game away from the Detroit Lions?
Alas, it's true, because the Lions were just so bad. And around 2008, in the midst of an underwhelming season at that point, they were 0-11 coming up on their annual Thanksgiving Day game. They actually lost 47-10 to the Tennessee Titans that year. And it really got people talking about the fact that it doesn't seem right that we have this one team have the Thanksgiving Day game reserved, and they're just awful. So media and others started clamoring for there to be some changes in the scheduling to give other more successful teams a chance to play on Thanksgiving.
Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon was telling me when he was here yesterday, he said, it isn't often that the Ford family really stands up to the NFL and basically says, get lost, but this time they surely did. They really pushed back.
And then also there's some other changes in the NFL, not the least of which the Lions actually started getting a little bit better. It's hard not to get better after going 0-16.
No, that's true.
But they got better, and the NFL made changes. They actually added a third game on Thanksgiving Day, which rotates around all the other teams. And then they also introduced the Thursday night primetime game. So now every team has an opportunity to play on a Thursday, whether it's Thanksgiving or not.
That's state archivist Mark Harvey from the Michigan History Center. Mark, thank you so much for taking us forward down the history field and explaining how the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving Day game became a tradition. And a happy Thanksgiving to you, Mark.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you.